You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, police say they found a stolen car, but not the naked man who took it.
Tony Kornheiser, I wasn't naked. I was wearing driving gloves.
Stop.
Not naked. Stop.
Okay, if you don't find the dude, how do they know he's naked? And what are we talking about here?
We're obviously talking about a Florida man.
Yeah.
All of these stories
Florida
emanate
man.
From Florida.
A Florida man.
They're all a Florida man.
Yeah,
that, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Big Ten and SEC want buys in the 14-team playoff. Shohei faces the Angels tonight. Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with something close to your heart, Wilbon.
Uh-oh.
What the Bears will do with Justin Fields. An ESPN poll got responses from representatives of 22 NFL teams. They voted 18-4 that the Bears will draft Caleb Williams with the number one pick and 17-5 against building around Fields instead. Wilbon, are you persuaded that trading Fields is the most likely outcome?
Not really. I mean, Tony, this has been out there, this sentiment. I mean, when you listen to this stuff, which I do every day obsessively, like every other Bear fan, this is what we do. I mean, Bear Nation, I hate that phrase of any team, is divided. And it's divided along the lines of, I want Fields, stop talking to me. I want to get rid of Fields and have Caleb Williams. Let's talk about that. That's it. It's the most divisive issue I've ever seen in the history of my life in sports in Chicago, which is 60-plus years, okay? It's what we do. All day, all night, you walk into a restaurant, gas station, bar. This is it. No, I'm not persuaded that they're going to do it. Tony, suppose, let's just pick the Washington team, which sits at number 2. Suppose a week from tomorrow, they decide, we've got to have the hometown hero. Caleb Williams can be that. Oh, wait, he's from here, all right? I know the kid and his family. Who wouldn't want Caleb Williams here? And suppose the Washington ownership says, you know what? We got to have him. So let's offer way more than anybody has up to this point. What, the Bears aren't supposed to listen to that? That's insane. So I'm not convinced of anything this far out, nothing.
So I have distance from this, which you don't have because you're intimately involved in it. To me, it's fairly simple. If you think Caleb Williams will be a better quarterback than Justin Fields, then you draft him with the number one pick.
Right.
If you want to keep Justin Fields around for security, I guess you could do that. But, Mike, I think that's a bad idea on a team where he has played for a few years. I think it would lead to conflict. The downside for all of this, and you know this more than I do, is that you believe and others believe that the Bears coaching staff failed Fields.
Yep.
Well, then what's to say they won't fail Caleb Williams as well?
Agreed.
I think Caleb Williams has a chance to be better than Justin Fields, and he's certainly going to be cheaper on a rookie contract for a while. So I would, you know, I see myself as making this deal and going for Caleb Williams. I mean, that's what I would do. But I understand how it roils all of Chicago.
Tony,
I understand.
What about you? You live in Washington, D.C., not the burbs. You live in Washington. You know the fan base.
Right.
You've observed it. You've covered it for decades.
Yes.
Do you
want
to see Caleb Williams quarterback the team where you live?
You know, this is a fantasy land question. I do want to see him, but I don't believe the Bears will take anything from any team if they truly want Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they see him as the key to, they're not going to do it, all right? You know, the jeopardy here is if Fields goes somewhere and he's
and
great.
He's really good.
That's the jeopardy. Let's go back into the proposed new college football playoff. Not the new 12-team playoff that starts this year. No, the phantom 14-team playoff that will start as soon as they can arrange it. In the latest gossip, the 14-team playoff would offer buys to the champions of the SEC and Big Ten, regardless of where they are in the rankings. No other conference could automatically qualify for these buys. Wilbon, you're a Big Ten guy. Do you like this?
No, I hate it. I hate it. But I hate everything that is happening to college football now. I do. I think we are not all that far off from the ruination of college football, Tony. I think greed will do it. Arrogance will do it. They do it all the time. We're looking at ancient Rome with college football. We now have a situation. We have two regions of the country. And don't tell me, well, the Big Ten is the whole country. Okay, it is to a degree. But what's stopping people west of Nebraska from just checking out and saying, you know what? I can't even go see the regional teams that I have grown up watching. Yeah. And the people out here are vested in emotionally. We can't even see that because they're all in the Big Ten and the SEC. No. No, enough of the Big Ten and the SEC. We have all the money. We have all the games on TV. We seem to have all the teams. That's not enough. Tony, again, I mean this now. We are looking at the possible ruination in the next, I don't know, 10, 15 years of college football. We're going to get to a point where it's going to kill itself.
So I hear what you're saying. I do. If you're asking me, do I think the Big Ten and the SEC are the two best conferences, I think by an enormous wide gulf.
Sure.
If you're asking me, if you're going to write in automatic buys, should they go to the Big Ten and the SEC? Yeah, but I don't want to see that because let's say the Big Ten champion has three losses. You're going to give that school a bye ahead of an undefeated Notre Dame team or an undefeated Clemson team or an undefeated TCU team. How about Sonny Dykes, TCU coach, direct quote, automatic first-round buys for the Big Ten and SEC is like the NFL saying the Cowboys get a first-round bye because they have more fans than the Bengals.
Well,
it's
like
not
to.
An exact analogy, but I get the point. Yeah. Here's the point, Mike. All of this stems from panic in the hearts of the other conferences, their athletic directors, their commissioners, and their school presidents, that if they don't bow and scrape to the Big Ten and the SEC, the Big Ten and the SEC will leave, conduct their own playoff that everyone will watch and ESPN will televise. This is a mistake, Mike, just like
it's a mistake
to go to 76 teams in the basketball just so the big conferences will stick
but
around.
But if they what do you think will result? If they, and Tony, greed often rules the day, as you always say. What's your answer to every question?
Well,
follow the money. All right, well, these conferences are doing that. What at some point, when is the tipping point?
I don't know. As Gordon Gekko said, greed is good.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Okay.
Greed is good.
All right.
Let's move on.
For me, let's move to something we rarely discuss, a spring training matchup. Tonight features new Dodger Shohei Ohtani facing that old team, you remember them, the Angels. Ohtani has played just three games this season, this spring, but he's batting .714, hasn't made an out in his last seven plate appearances. Tony, the game is meaningless, of course. The stats don't count, of course. Yeah. But is Ohtani's star so big now that part of you is actually interested in watching this?
Yes. Is part of me interested? No. All of me is interested. This is on at 8 o'clock in the East. I can watch this. Do you know why it's televised at 8 o'clock in the East? So people like me can watch this. Mike, if you live in the East, Ohtani has been essentially a rumor for 3 or 4 years. He played for a bad team, and their games would start between like 10:30 and 11 or something like that in the East.
So
you saw the highlights. You saw the highlights, but you didn't see a full at-bat. I can see a full at-bat tonight. One or two full at-bats. I want to see it, yes.
I'm not going to watch this. We're at the start of March Madness. We got conference championships, tournaments going on. There's some good NBA stuff now that people are really serious and no load management or not much of it. No, I'm not going to watch this. And by the way, I'm not saying I'm not interested in Ohtani. Because next week when I'm in Arizona, I'm going to drive out to Glendale where he actually plays and watch in person. I'm going to go plunk down. How much does spring training seat cost?
Well, you can do that, Mike. I can't do that.
Yeah, you can. You
I
come
can't
with me.
Do that.
Come
and
to my house.
I want to see the Dodgers because they spent $700 million on Ohtani and $350 million on Yamamoto. And they got Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts who are going
to
go to the
It'll
Hall of Fame. Mike, I don't care if this was a softball game. I'm going to watch this and not the A's,
Tony,
and not the NBA.
I'm going to go back.
You remember when you told me, stop for a second.
What?
Do you remember when you told me how great Usher was at halftime of the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Okay, the Dodgers are Usher.
It's
the Dodgers
spring
are Usher
training.
Right now.
It doesn't matter. You
want
to put him up on a
tee? I want to see Ohtani.
Like it's T-ball?
I want to.
You talk all the time about you call them exhibitions, and you don't watch it every sport and make a big deal of it.
I grant that. I want to see a full at bat because I've been cheated. Let's take a break. Coming up, Anthony Edwards missed last night's tip because he lost track of time. How does that happen exactly? What are you talking about? We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
We're also going to ask him if he sold on the Bucks. We've won six straight. I'm not cheated. I live in the East. I watch him. What are you talking about? Huh?
You stay up ridiculously late. He's batting 714. Is that a good number in baseball?
It's T-ball.
714, you like?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's dig into the NBA with our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. First question is long. We got three teams at the top of the Western Conference. They are all within a half game of each other, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and Denver. Perk, which team do you think could benefit most from home court during the Western Conference playoffs?
I would have to go with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Look, the way that Jamal Murray and Jokic are playing, I'm not even worried about the Denver Nuggets. They could win at home or on the road. But when it comes down to this Minnesota team with the youth mixed with the vets, I think it would benefit them more, right? So, you know, role players play better at home. So you would expect guys like Rudy Gobert to ball out, right? Mike Conley to hit big shots. You know, they're deaf. You got the kid Slow-Mo coming in off the bench. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves, with the way they have the energy, and they've been fighting all season long, basically to hold on to their number one seed, they would definitely be a tough out, and they would benefit from it. And look, Anthony Edwards, right? Anthony Edwards, we talk about all the MVPs, but he's on everybody else behind, like, back pockets. And when it comes down to him playing off the energy of that crowd, he needs that. He needs that. And he will embrace that.
Perk, I'm giving a golf clap to you and me because we're two of the few people that have been talking about Anthony Edwards the whole damn season. But let me stay with him for a second in a different light. He missed the opening tip last night. And look, he is way up on my MVP list. He is. But, Perk, how often does that happen to anybody miss times getting to the court for the opening tip?
Yeah, and where's the training staff? Where everybody else to alert him that, hey, our best player is not on the floor right now, right? But you know what? I'm going to give him a pass, Tony and Wilbon, because Anthony Edwards just had his first child, I believe. So I know how those daddy duties could have your mind all mixed up and have you thinking the life a totally different way. He probably, you know, he probably got the night shift. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna give him a pass on this one, but he can't let that happen again.
Perk, we're watching the Bucks. We're all watching the Bucks, trying to figure out if they're going to be the Bucks that we thought they would be, which is contending with Boston in the East. They have seemingly turned things around now and moving in the right direction. Are you convinced? Are they the Milwaukee Bucks that are a serious threat to you at this point?
I am. I am convinced. And here's why. Just look at their last four wins, holding teams under 100 points, doing what they do best, Brooke Lopez blocking shots at the rim. I'm watching Damian Lillard fight to get over screens. It's strange how a little mixture of Doc Rivers along with some Patrick Beverley bring some great energy to that locker room. And so when I look at them and I'm thinking of all the guys, right, that are in that locker room, Bobby Portis, he's playing with that tenacity right now coming in off the bench. He's a walking double-double. Right now I was looking at Giannis before he missed last night game, and just look at his defensive intensity. Do you know when as far as him being involved with the screen and roll, think about this, Tony and Wilborn. Before Doc Rivers, he ranked 81st in the league as the on-ball, like, screen defender. After Doc Rivers, he ranked number 8. So, I mean, the separation in the mindset of just Giannis alone defensively is outstanding.
Just as an aside to Wilbon, I believe I had that with Doc Rivers. I said, wait till after the All-Star break. I believe I had that. And by the way, also to Perk, you're right about the training staff. Doesn't anybody look to see where the best player is? Does anybody say, whoa, Anthony Edwards isn't here. Somebody go get him. We'll get you out of here on this last question. The Celtics, they're at Cleveland tonight. Wilbon and I both look at the Celtics right now, and we see a freight train. You know that team well. What do you see right now?
I see a team that's on a mission. I see a team that's playing agenda-free basketball, and I also see a team that doesn't care anything about what's going on in the regular season. What they're doing right now, especially the way that they stomped out the Warriors last Sunday, they're sending a message. And what they're saying is that we're going to have the best record in the league, we're going to have home court throughout the playoffs, and this is going to be a hard place for you to come and play at. Do you realize the last, like, four or five games at home, they've averaged, like, winning by 15 or more points? That's crazy. But this Celtic team is the real deal. I'm just a little bit concerned. Can Kristaps Porzingis hold up for the long haul when it comes to being healthy?
Perk knows about the Celtics when they're good.
He's got a bad history
on teams. With the last ring, Perk's wearing it. Maybe he'll have it on.
Thank you, Perk.
One these days. Appreciate
Thank you, Perk.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Red Sox might have lost a starter they just picked up.
And the Florida Panthers stay hot against Tony's New York Rangers. No, you were an Islanders guy, weren't you, more than Rangers?
Well, I started with the Rangers, yeah. And then the Islanders came into the league.
When they were
And then
expansion.
I moved over.
That was legit. You
But
were
I had
Island
Doc
guy.
After the All-Star break.
I know.
That's right. I told you, look at the Bucks after the All-Star
yep.
break.
Yep.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday, Kyle Schwarber. Your former neighbor, Wilbon.
Neighbor, yes.
Schwarbs came up with the Cubs, played on the 2016 World Series champions, and hit 38 homers there in 2019. But Schwarber has exploded as a power hitter in Philadelphia, where it's been feast or famine. He's led the majors in strikeouts the last two seasons, 215 last year, 200 the year before. But concurrently, Schwarber was second in all of baseball last year with 47 homers.
Man.
Led the National League the year before with 46. His batting average last year was woeful, 197. But his OPS was 817, thanks to 126 walks. He scored 108 runs. He batted in 104. Schwarber is a cannonball batting leadoff, Mike.
Tony, Schwarber could hit 600 home runs for the Phillies. He comes to Chicago on a road trip or vacation, whatever he wants. What do you think people there are going to see? As long as Schwarber lives, what do you think we think of him as?
Love him. Love him.
A Cub, baby.
Hit the ball that vanished. Loved him. Happy anniversary to the Senators and Flyers. On this day 20 years ago, the two teams combined to set the NHL record for penalty minutes with 419. There were five consecutive brawls in the final 2 minutes of the game, including one which involved both goalies. The Flyers accounted for 213 minutes in the box, the most in one game since 1955. The Senators and their 206 penalty minutes are still third for a team since 1955. The last NHL game to log more than 200 penalty minutes was 10 years ago between the Flames and the Canucks, a total of 204 minutes. So the clear takeaway is that large brawls have been mostly regulated out of the NHL, which I know heartens you, Mike.
All true, Tony. It does hearten me, and that is a takeaway. I have another one. It's just interesting how the NHL, how hockey can have that. Let that happen in the NBA. Let that happen and see what people think of those people fighting and brawling in the open, in public, like that.
Different sport, different rules,
different
histories.
Lot of stuff. Yeah.
Happy trails to last night's game for the Rangers. Florida's captain Alexander Barkov made magic happen last night, setting up teammate Sam Reinhart by flashing his stick up to snatch an airborne puck, then juggling the puck on his stick while skating full speed, and finally diving forward and tapping the puck off to Reinhart, who scored his 43rd goal of the season. A couple of minutes later, Barkov had another assist to Reinhart, and the Panthers ultimately won the game 4-2. Now, you should remember the Panthers from the Stanley Cup final last year. They're hot again. They're leading the NHL with 88 points. They've won 9 of their last 10, 15 of their last 17, and 5 in a row.
Man, it seems like every year, either the Panthers or the Lightning coming up along the rail. I keep rooting for Toronto in the East, Tone. It ultimately doesn't get me as far as I want it to get me. You know what I'm saying?
No. The Florida teams, they don't have any ice, and yet they're so good. Let's go to the big finish
if we
could. Red Sox starter Lucas Giolito, who you know from Chicago,
yes,
has a partially torn UCL, and will miss at least the start of the season. Your thoughts?
Maybe Jordan Montgomery, if, you know, I'm just saying, Boris, maybe. Justin Verlander, going to start the season on the injured list to get more work in. Does that make sense to you?
He's in his 40s now, right? But this gives him April to take us to Kinloch, so it works for us. Dartmouth basketball players voted 13-2 to form a union. Is that significant?
Yeah, with an assist to the Northwestern football players who tried this, seems like a dozen or so years ago. It was moving this direction, Tony. They got it right early, and now Dartmouth is on to something, too. Simona Halep had her doping suspension reduced from 4 years and to 9 months, and is cleared to compete immediately. Does that surprise you?
No, because she's already sat out more than a year. You know, it's time served. It's been more than a year. Last one, third-ranked Purdue at number 12, Illinois tonight. Who you got?
I got a clicker that's going to allow me to watch that and not watch a spring game with the great Ohtani. Not yet. Ball night,
that's
baby.
That's great. That's
ball
great.
Night.
Yeah, tell me about the Atlantic Sun. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Two games of the Atlantic Sun tonight, Tone. I'm glad you reminded me. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. All night, Tone. Come on now.
I'm watching Shohei Ohtani.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two,
Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.